as we said, this the Rebbe spoke about Beis Nissen. There was a Sikh of Beis Nissen, which Beis Nissen, as we know, is the day of the Istalkus of the Rebbe Rashab, and the beginning of the Nesias, the beginning of being a Rebbe of the Freidike Rebbe. And so the Rebbe says, if from everything we learn out in the way, in how we're supposed to serve Hashem, and it's especially something very special in the life of a person, and especially something very special in the life of the Nasi, and especially something very special in the life of the Nasi, which is connected to the Inyan Nasiyas, to the beginning of the Nasiyas of our generation, which includes in it the whole continuation of the Nasiyas of the Freidik Rebbe till Mashiach's coming. The Rebbe here spoke that in the day of Beis Nissen, every year, there's something that is added, something a special significance that is added in the whole concept of Nasiyas. What is this? So the Rebbe explains it like this. The Rebbe began the Sikha. Now, you know that usually, almost every Fabring and every Sikha, when the Rebbe spoke, or the Rebbe explained the idea in Rambam or in Rashi, or anything that the Rebbe spoke and explained, the Rebbe concluded, what's the hero in them? What do we learn out from this? What do we learn out from this in our life? Into serving of Hashem, how to become better Eden, better Chassidim. Anything that the Rebbe explained, anything the Rebbe learned, whether it's in the Nigla and Chassidus, the real Parat Teira, hidden Parat Teira, there must be Heiro. Teira is Miloshon Heiro. We learn out something. It's not, we're not just like Teira is not a storybook. And if someone says, someone's learning Torah and learning history, it says very, very sharp words in Zohar, it says very, very harsh words for it. So also, even when we explain, we learn a deep concept in Torah, the Rebbe says, it must have a Yiro. Now, after from Beis Shvat, after the Stalkus of the Rebbe, the words that the Rebbe used wasn't the words Yiro, but the Rebbe said, V'achai Yitin Elibi. V'achai Yitin Elibi is an expression that says Tanakh. And it's used when we say that what is the whole union? The Russian of Kahalis, the whole union of Avelis, all the things that we do, which is connected to that, you mentioned Shleishi, yeah? And it's connected, the whole union of Avelis is when it's not only mourning for the neshama, it's v'achayit in olibe, it's the living person should bring it to his heart, you know, this means something. What does this mean for my family? What does this mean for us? What does this mean for me? This says oneness. So v'achayit nalibe would be, in other words, the same concept, the same idea as a hero. So when a person, God forbid, something happened to his family, his mother, his father passed away many years, whatever it is, and it's in Shiva or Shleishim, so what do we say? What does the Pasuk say? What does the Halacha say? V'achayit nalibe. Take it to your heart. It's a serious situation. It's a serious time. A serious situation. How we're supposed to benefit, better ourselves and our family in serving Hashem and Yiddishkeit. So instead of the words Heira, the Rebbe used the words Vachayit Nelibe. Vachay is the living. So the Rebbe is connecting here. This whole sikha the Rebbe began about Vachayit Nelibe. Vachayit Nelibe in general, especially. V'chayit nalibe in general. So we're saying v'chayit nalibe in the life of a nasi. The Rebbe is connecting it to the, not only to the expression. You understand me? The expression of v'chayit nalibe versus just like the words heira, but it's also connected to the word v'chay, to the living. V'chay and the living, which is connected to the idea of Chayim. So the Rebbe is connecting it to the words V'achai, which is connected to the Inyan of Chayim, to the Inyan of life. Okay, what do you mean the pertaining life? Because we're speaking about a very auspicious and very important and very general date which is connected in the life of the Nasi. So here the Rebbe is going to explain what is the connection here between Va'achai and Chaim with the Inyan of Nasius, with the Inyan of Rabbi Yisrael, with the Inyan of the Rebbe. Eidis Nasi Umelech, this is the second paragraph on page 348, about a Nasi Umelech Pesach Rambam. The Rambam says Shuhu lef kol kal Yisrael. Why is it saying Nasi Umelech? Let me tell you. In the Rambam, when it says Melech, which is a king, really, in Pasuk, in Torah, in Torah Shebaksav, when it says Nasi, this means the idea, the concept of a king, which is Nasi She'ein Olav Ela Hashem Elokov. There's nobody on top of him, only Hashem. So this is the idea of Melech, which is the highest, the strongest, the most revered person in the life of a Jew. So in the olden days it was called Melech, in the Chumash it was called Nasi, and now also with the concept of the Inyan of Nasi, which we call Nasi Dereinu, this is the concept of Melech, which is the highest and the most dominant and the sovereignty of Klal Yisrael. So what is Nasi Umelech? So the Rambam says that a Melech is Lev Kol Kal Yisrael. He is the heart of the whole Jewish nation. The Rambam says it, that the Torah, the Eivishter, was very, very careful. Asaras libe. It says in the Pasuk, Leisosir libe. He shouldn't get married to too many women. Shouldn't have too much money. Shouldn't have a lot of horses. Sheyos leyosuras libe. That they shouldn't stray away his heart. And the Rambam says, you see how important it is, the heart of a Melech, because it's not his heart. He is the heart of the whole Jewish nation. So what does this say? It's just not a slang that the Rambam is using. The Lev is telling us something, that the Melech, he is the heart of the Jewish nation. A Nasi is the heart. This is telling us something. And the question here is, we are accustomed to say, what is a Nasi? He is the Rosh Bnei Yisrael. He is the head. And here we're saying the heart. What is the idea of the heart? In our heart, there is Hadam Hu HaNefesh. What is in the heart? The blood, which this is the life, the soul, Hadam Hu HaNefesh, which brings life to the whole body. This is the heart, the source of life, which makes the whole body alive. This is the heart. Specifically, Melech is Rosh HaTeva. What is abbreviation? Abbreviation of Meyach Lev Kovet. Mem Lamed Chof, which is the mind, the heart, and the liver. And this is called Zeyar. It says Tlash Litinin. Mem Lamed Chof is Meyach Lev, the heart, the mind, Lev, the heart, Kovet, and the liver. And this is, in Zayir, it's called, there's three governors, so to say. There's three things who govern the three Eivorim, the three main parts of the body, which lead the body, and they govern the body. What are these three? It's the mind, the heart, and the liver. What is the difference? The difference of all these three, and therefore Melech, which Melech shows, the king, who are the three kings in the body of a person? These three things, the mind, the heart, and the liver. And therefore they're all included in the word Melech. What is the difference? Hameyach, the mind, that is the head of the body, which means that is the head of the whole life of the body. As the Alter Rebbe says, Yikir mishkona v'ashra osa shel ha'neshomo v'meichin shel ha'odom v'meich mispashetis l'chol yivorim. Where does the nefesh dwell? A person has a soul, which this is the life sustenance of the person, which this is the source, the core that of life of the person. So just like when the way we see in our physically, where does everything, what What governs the whole person? Everything is from the mind. God forbid a stroke, God forbid. So there's each part of the mind where if it's affected, that affects that part of the body which is connected. So everything, when a person, not only when he thinks, a person, when he wants, when he talks, when he sees, he hears, he walks, he moves with his hand, any action in the body comes from the mind, comes from the maya. Right? This is the energy, the source of chayis, of the whole body. Therefore it's called the rosh, it's the head. Everything comes from, and so what is, why is it? Because where is the place, where is the nefesh? We say the person has a nefesh. Where is it mainly? It's mainly revealed in the head. And from the head, from the maya, from the mind, it spreads out in all the limbs, in all the ivorim, and every avir and mekabel chayis v'keach horoyle v'mizgiv v'tunasei. Every part of the body, every limb, gets this part, this share of life from the nefesh, which is in the mind, according to its ability, according to its characteristic, according to its mechanism, according to the way it's put together. Each avir is a different kind, something, and it has its part of the meyach, of the nesham, which is a meyach, which gives life to this specific avir. And one avir is not the same as the other avir. One avir is not the same. Therefore, hameyach meshel v'sheil avir aguf. Who governs the whole body? The mind of the person. The mind of the person leads every part of the body. They should go according to its will. But this is the source, the main energy, which is called the reish, the neshama. What is the kavod? The kavod is just the opposite. The kavod, which is the liver, kulei dam. It's full of what? It's just fagliver ter blut. It's, you know, fagliver, how do you say fagliver? It's blood. What is the kavod? But it's just not, it's not moving blood. It's stationary, the blood. As we'll see, contrary to the heart, that the blood in the heart is a moving thing. So kavod is something like the kavod. The Rebbe is not elaborating in here, because here we're mainly speaking the difference between the head and the heart. The kavod, we call the kavod also a part of melech. It's one of the melechim, which is one of the governors in the body, because this is the refining. This has to do more with play equal with the lower part of the body. This governs more the physical digestion, the physical life, the way it is in the body. Lev is already a higher source. Lev, uchayis agufatzmi. Lev, this is the life of the body itself. It's liyesi mokim mishkan adam nefesh. There, that is the place of the blood. And the blood, where is the life, the nefesh of the person, is in the blood. So, through the heart, and the heart has the blood in it, this brings, and in the blood there is the nefesh. So this, the dam travels, it's very interesting. You know who tells us how the whole body works? The Alter Rebbe tells us in Tanya. What does the Alter Rebbe say in Tanya? That there is the blood. The blood is in the heart. Now, and the in this blood, Bidam, Adam Hua Nefesh, you have the Nefesh, which is in the blood. What does the heart do? There's the blood coming out from the heart, going into all the Eivorim, and it's traveling around. It's circling. In this blood, we have this, there's the oxygen, there's the life sustenance here, which this is called the Ruach Hayim, which is the oxygen in the blood. And by this blood going, traveling, going into all parts of the body, into every aver, into every limb, and to every, all the gidim, every part of the body, so this brings the oxygen to each part of the body. If you go to a doctor, now they know how to even, every doctor knows how to check it even now, how much blood is circulating in each part of the body, whether it's in the hands and the feet and everything. Not only how much the heart is pumping, but how much each avid, whether it's the smallest finger, how much it receives blood, and how much oxygen there is there. They check it now. Because the dam, what do you mean this oxygen? They interpret it as oxygen. What is this? This is the dam, which is the nefesh of the person. And this nefesh, the blood, the lev, is pumping it and it's traveling throughout the body, which brings in it this oxygen. The way that, and then it returns, it goes back to the heart, and there it's refined again. It goes through this part of the heart, which refines the blood and gets a new source of energy, a new source of oxygen, and then it goes back. Then there's the other part that the pump, part of the heart that pumps it back, should go through the whole body. So what is the concept here? What is the connection of all the Eivir HaGuf, or the lips of the body, with the heart? Their life, where do they get it from? Directly, they get it from the heart. Because how do they get their life? From the blood that comes in them. And who brings the blood and the oxygen into it? This is the heart that's pumping it to them. So the difference of the Meyach, the mind leading the body, and the heart, which is connected to the body, the mind leading the body is not that the meyach itself, this part of the mind, is traveling and going through the body. The mind is in its place. He stays in his world. It's just the way, in his world, it's leading and governing. You, the hand should move, the eye should see, your ear should hear. But there's no direct, I don't mean to say that, it's not what is in the mind, this is coming into all parts of the body. It's, I would say, just like a king who is ruling, there he is in his palace, and he is giving orders how this city should act, how this state should act, how this people should act. He is not, there's ordering, he's not there. So the Meyach, as if we're saying, is giving the orders and governing everything in the body. But he is not found in all part of the body. The lev, the heart, which has the blood, so this is hadam hu nefesh. The blood, this is the soul, this is the nefesh, this is the soul. This itself is surrounding and traveling and found in every part of the body. So in Hebrew would say, the main chayas of all the Eivir HaGuf, the main life of all the Eivir HaGuf is connected, where is it directly connected? With the heart. So it's two concepts of how we can, of the connection. There's the connection of the Meyach of leading the body, and there's the heart. The Meyach is something higher, removed, and the left, this is a closer connection because what he has himself, he is coming into all parts of the body, this life that he has. Zeis Ve'eit, there's another point here. Chayis, when we say someone is alive, what does life mean? Life is connected with movement. I don't know if someone is alive. You see, he's moving. There's a saying, Kol Chai Mistaneya. What is a symbol? What's the proof of life? Movement, this is the proof of life. When something is just standing in one place, we say, this is something, it's a dead object. When do we call something alive? He's moving. He's not in one place. There's movement in him. He's alive. Where is that's called in Lashon Kodesh, Nua. 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 Kol Chai Misnanea. Everything that's alive is moving, has movement, has life in it. Life and movement go together. Where is the Inyan of Nua? Where is movement, so to say? That is connected with the heart. Because the heart is constantly, we call it a pump. We call it like a pump. It's constantly pumping back and forth, going back and forth. In terminology of Chassidus, it's Rotzi B'Sheif. Feika D'Lipa. The pumping of the heart, that's the pulse. This is, you know, as a person alive, this pulse is on. This pulse is knocking away. That is Nua, movement. That is the essence of the Lev, Rotzi B'Sheif, going back and forth. That is considered Feika D'Lipa. You don't hear the heart pumping, and the blood which is in it is constantly in a constant movement surrounding all the Eivir HaGuf. So this is the second. Masha'in kein ha'kovid v'amer, she'in b'tnua. In the mind, you don't feel movement. That is not what the meyach is. That is not what the mind of a person is moving. And for sure not the kaved, the liver, is surely there's no movement there. Where is movement? In the heart. So this, and since chayis, life, is connected with movement, so where is the main part of chayis? Lev symbolizes the main thing of life. So we have two differences between the meyach and the lev. One difference is we say the meyach, the mind, that is the head of the body, which is leading the body, governing the body. It's, we don't say this is the life of the body. The lev, this is the life, because the blood that's in the lev that travels, this gives life everywhere. If there, God forbid, if there's a blockage someplace, so the blood from the heart does not come to this place, God forbid, it won't be able to be alive for long. That's one difference. And then the other difference is, it's not another difference, it's connected. Life is connected with chay, with nua, movement. And that is the heart and not the mind. So now we're going to explain why did Rambam say that the melech is libe lev kol chay Yisrael. The king, we say he is the heart of everything. We are usually accustomed to say he is the head. Why do you call him the heart? So v'alderech zeh benosi melech. It says lev kol chay Yisrael. What does this mean? Ashi yitzim v'ashi yivim. The Rambam said, in the Rambam quotes that pasuk, it says, now what is the idea of a melech? Asher yitzim v'asher yivim. He will take him out and he will bring him in. He is leading it. In which way is he leading the Jewish people? Going out the war, coming back. In other words, this is the idea of movement. And movement through this, is the same concept of lev, bringing life, bringing movement into Klal Yisrael, In other words, in the Nasi, there is two ideas. There is what he's leading the nation, and he's teaching them, showing them what to do, leading them. That is the idea of Rosh, of Meyach. And then, but he also has this concept of lev, that he, the movement and the chayis that comes into all Klal Yisrael. So the Rebbe says, when it comes the day of the beginning of the Nesias, which is Beis Nissen every year, it's added even more in the idea of the heart. It's that every Nosi, that every Rebbe, he is the heart of all every Jew, which means addition in the line of life. So you get where we started speaking. Chayis is connected to lev. Till that it comes from the level, from the source of life it comes life, till true physical life that comes from the Rebbe. Now the Rebbe goes on and says, this is what we spoke before, that what do we have here? That Nesias, Rebbe is connected to lev, which is connected to chayim, to life. The Rebbe says here, this is more emphasized in Beis Nissen, which was that year, Tosh Mem Ches. Then it was Samach Heshana, 68 years from the Nesias of the Freidike Rebbe, which was the Nesias of the Freidike Rebbe started Tov Resh Pei, 1928, so that's 68 years from Tov Resh Pei. What is 68 years from Tov Resh Pei, which is the 68 years what the Rebbe calls it, was fulfilled 68 years from the Nesias of the Freidike Rebbe, that is Begimatria Chaim. So now it was fulfilled, then Beis Nissen Tov Shemem Ches was fulfilled. Then we got 68 years from Tov Resh Pei. And the Rebbe explains that according to my father, the way the Rebbe Levi taught, that the Mispar Samaches, that is the Gematria Chaim, is, we could go, it's exactly to the different parts of the Nesias of the Freidike Rebbe, the different periods of his Nesias. And the Rebbe explains, it's a very interesting point, that we explain Shleishim Shleish Nesias, that the 30 years when the Freidike Rebbe was a Rebbe, are generally divided in two and three general times of 10 years. The first 10 years when he was in Russia, the second 10 years when he was in Poland, the third 10 years when he was in America. So the Rebbe says, very interesting, how, that the two Yudin of Chaim this is hints, and this indicates the first 10 and the second 10 years, and the Asius Memches, which is the 48, this emphasizes the 48 years of his Nesius in this Medina. The Rebbe is not speaking of himself. The Rebbe calls the Chredik Rebbe's Nesius, which is, includes his Nesius. This is after the Rebbe has already read it. The Rebbe, 38 years, the Rebbe considers is this everything a continuation of the Chredik Rebbe's Nesius. So it's the first 10 years from Tavshin to Tavshin Yud, from 1940 to 1950, and then the 38 years from Tavshin Yud, from when the Rebbe is the Rebbe, till Tavshin Memches, from 1950 to 1988, which this is a continuation, and this is an addition in Teiru Mitzvahs in general, according to what the Chredik Rebbe taught us. Now let me make another point here. So Chayim Shana of the life of the Chredik Rebbe. Now the main point we have to look. Yesh Lehistu B'chala Nal Bei Mekesa. We could add in all what we spoke above, more depth. What's more depth? Obak Domen. The connection between the people and the Nasi and the king, it's in two ways. What is the connection here? From one side, a Nasi, a king, is totally higher, is elevated. From his shoulders and higher, he's totally higher and elevated from everyone. Am is Mloshan Eimimis. They are separate, far, different from the king. They're totally far from the king. What is the idea of a melech? We say, in the Pasuk it says, Saint Tas Melech HaMelech. Take upon yourself the king. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Shtei Masilel, his sphere should be upon you. So the melech emphasizes the idea of elevation. He's higher than you, and therefore you have fear for him. That's one idea of melech. On the other hand, a melech and a nasi emphasizes the total closeness, connection. We know melech, as we said before, lev kol kal Yisrael, he's the heart. There's no closer connection from all parts of the body than it is with the head, with the heart. As we learned before, it's even more than the head. Because even though the head is the Rosh of Achayis, is the head of Achayis, but how does he lead the whole body? He gives orders. He gives kudis, he gives gzeidis. It's not enough. What's the difference if someone gives orders, gzeidis, or it comes down? That's far. When someone is giving orders, it's like a master and a servant. He's far, he's removed from him. The left is just the opposite. He doesn't give orders. The life of every part of the body feels this one thing with the heart. It's very close. And as we learned before, Shadam Shebelev Atzmei, the blood that's found in the heart, this itself is constantly in all the in all parts of the body. Hispashtus v'hiluch achayis malev kol amarim. It's the spreading out of this blood in all the parts of the body, constantly, they all connected and received their life from the heart. So we have two opposites. On one hand, we say the melech is elevated, he's higher, he's removed. On the other hand, we say he's the lev, he's totally connected. Now, more the kiddush min ha-melech la'am, the closeness between the king and the people, is not only pertaining dam shochas achayis the cholam, that the life of everyone comes from the king, they get their life from the king, but also on the other hand, the king, his well-being, so to say, depends with the nation. It says, "Ein melech l'am." Could there be a king without a nation? If there's no people, there's no king. So what causes, even though we say Am is called Losh Emes, they are far from the greatness of the king, but together with that, because they cause the king to be king. So what do you see here? The closeness of the king and the people of his country is not only on the king's side, it's also on the part of the people, because they cause the king to be king. And this is the whole idea when we say we crown a king. What's the coronation of a king? Hachtoras HaMelech. That everyone screams, pronounces Yechi HaMelech, as we see a couple of times in Malchus Beis David. What is the show? When we say Yechi HaMelech, this shows it's that what do we affect? Our effect and we cause also the life of the Melech. It's not something aside of the Melech. Our pa'ula is in the life of the melech. Chayi ha-melech. Yichi, we're saying live, the melech should live. That means we are adding in the life of the king. So according to this, the Rebbe explains, very interesting. Now that it's filled the 68 Chayim Shana, 68 years of the Messias, of the Rebbe's, of the Rebbe's, of the Freidike Rebbe. So besides the idea that we learned before, the addition in life in Chayim, that every year there is an addition in life, and especially this year, that it's the word, it's the number which is connected with Chayim, 68 years. In other words, the additional life that we get from the Rebbe, also the people of this generation, they affect and they add in the life by the Nosi Adeh, by the Rebbe, as we mentioned in Chiyam Elah. In simple words, the Rebbe says, let's say it in simplistic and plain words, after we have the Chayim Shana, the 68 years, to the Nesiyas and the Pa'ulas, and the work of the Rebbe, which is the Nosi Adeh, there must be a very addition, and not only an aside thing, but a main thing, the essential addition in the union of life, also through the people of the generation, by pronouncing Yichi HaMelech. What is the idea of this pronouncement? That we're saying already, it's Kvar Higia. Look at the words that the Rebbe wrote. These are words that the Rebbe wrote. The last line on page 350. It came already the time, the Kitzavaran Sheikh Nofer, it came the time that the ones who are resting in the earth should get up. But add the Kitzavaranu, till to get up and sing and rejoice of David Malcolm Sheikh. And it's now very famous already. That what the Rebbe is saying here, that what Yichi HaMelech is not only just a slang. People want to feel good, or people want to scream Yichi, and therefore they're doing it. We want to connect to the Rebbe, or we want to, say that we believe in the Rebbe, we believe the Rebbe's Mashiach. The Rebbe here is saying it's something very, very important, that Yichi HaMelech, this is something that brings life to the Melech. Now the way we understood when the Rebbe spoke it, it had said that Yichi HaMelech is saying that already it's time already that the Rebbe should become, that Mashiach should become revealed as Melech HaMashiach. It came the time, the Rebbe changed it, erased it, and he wrote that it came the time to Kitzuran Sheikh Nofer, the resting in the earth, should get up, the Freidik Rebbe, and Kitzuran David Malcolm Mashiach. Then we didn't understand why the Rebbe changed it. Because the way it looked then, the Rebbe was speaking about Yichi HaMelech then, Toshimim Ches, which is before Gimel Tammuz, and this was the idea of screaming Yichi. What for? This brings life to the Rebbe, and this brings his galus of Melech HaMashiach. Now when the Rebbe changed it, it said before that it kia has gone this galus mitziusei of Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach, it already came time that he should be revealed. So the Rebbe erased that line and he wrote Shkvar Higia Zman the Kitzuvaranu Sheikh Niofer, that the resting earth should get up, Ba'adli Bekitzuvaranu David Malcolm Mashiach. So the way the Rebbe changed it, it seemed, and we saw clearly, that then nobody really didn't want to think in these terms, and that this goes in after Gimel Tammuz. That this Yichi HaMelech doesn't only go that it came time that the Rebbe should be revealed, it came time that the ones who are resting in the earth should get up, beginning from the Freidike Rebbe and of David of Melech HaMashiach. So this was the Rebbe wrote specifically and clearly, that the Achraz of Yichi HaMelech goes on after Gimel Tammuz. So there's many, many interpretations and explanations here. Here the Rebbe doesn't say, it says Hikitsu Verannu, getting up, doesn't say Sheikh Niofer. The Rebbe doesn't say here, and David Malcolm Mashiach, the Rebbe is not saying the word Sheikh Niofer. But it's Hikitsu Verannu. He's indicating here that we're not only speaking about it's the time of the Hizgalus, of the full Hizgalus, but it's also, we're speaking about a time that there has to be connected. The Rebbe is getting up together with the Freidik Rebbe. But he changed the Loshon. He's speaking about a Freidik Rebbe. And this is what the Rebbe continues and says, this is what we keep on emphasizing, how important it is to scream at Masai. Because with this we bring closer, and we make faster the Gula. So the Rebbe says, besides the fact that this emphasizes the yearning, the waiting, the wanting, the asking for Mashiach to come right away, that we know that we should see him, Hinei Melech HaMashiach is here. So this announcement also has the idea and the concept of Achtarah. We are pronouncing him as king, Yichya Melech. The Ice Cream God Moshe also has the Techen of Yichya Melech. And this itself, this brings the screaming of Admasa in the Tzimu Chemelach. This brings the Izgalus of Melach HaMashiach. There's a lot to speak here. The Rebbe says it's Chayim Shona, 68 years from the Nesias of the Freidik Rebbe, which is from Tov Rishpei till Tov Shin Memches, from 1920 to 1988. Chassidim mentioned, underlined an interesting point from Gimel Tammuz. Tov Rishpei Zayin, which is then we would say that's 12 years till Tov Shin. 12, it's more, it's till Gimel Tammuz, Tov Shin Nun Dalet. So that's 54 years. 64. And then it's almost another 3-4 years. 54 is for Tov Shin Nun Dalet. And then from Gimel Tammuz, Tov Rishpei Zayin is approximately, is also 68 years. It's Chayim Shana. From the first Gimel, from Gimel Tammuz, from the Freidik Rebbe went out of jail, Gimel Tammuz of this, of Tov Shin Nun Dalet. And as we met, I'll finish the story. That when this fellow, this Bocher, went and told the story about this Misnagid in Belgium, so another fellow went over to him and says, I'll tell you a little story. I have a friend. He was on a conference. He was in the country. There was a conference which was connected to insurance. And there was a city. There was no Lubavitcher there. He was walking through the streets. All of a sudden he hears Lubavitcher Nigunim being sang. So he figured, okay, looks like he made a mistake. It looks like there is a... Goes up, he thought it was Chabad house, knocks on the door. No, he sees just a couple of people, a father and a son, sitting and singing Lubavitcher Nigunim. He says, you are Lubavitcher? He says, no. He says, what are you singing? So he tells him a story. He was a while before, a couple of years ago, he was traveling with his son, and they were in an accident. It was a very serious accident. They brought him up to the hospital, and the son was in very, very good. I mean, the doctor said, it's all over. It's not. And the people of the hospital called the chaplain, you know, to say, let's say with him, like, you know, last prayers. The chaplain came, he was a Lubavitcher. And he tells him, you know what? And he wrote a letter to the Rebbe. Asked the bracha for this person and his child. So the answer of the Rebbe was to give the child the name Ben Tzion. They gave him the name Ben Tzion, and the child started becoming better and better until he became totally well. Now this fellow, this Misnagid, tells this Lubavitcher, wow, you know what this is? When this child was born, so there was different opinions what to give the child's name. His opinion was to give him, he wanted to give him a Tzion, and the wife wanted to give him another name. And the name which was given, which was the wife wanted, not Tzion. Now, the Rebbe said to give him a Tzion, but how did the Rebbe know this? I never told such a thing to the Rebbe. And it looks like, you know, we know that the name of a person, this is the thing that brings the life to the person. So it looks like his name was supposed to be Metzian. And when the Rebbe said to change him to Metzian, this, he became well. So since then on, he is living, and he's gesund, and he's there. And he's there. So every time when he's by all the Shabbos meals, he sings the Gunim of the Rebbe. And as we concluded yesterday, that what is the gematria, we're speaking about gematrias of numerical value. As mentioned yesterday, that what is the numerical number of Gimel Tammuz is Eid Mashiach Chai. Eid Mashiach Chai. that is Gimel Tammuz. David, you should help. Ready, ready, it's ready. Dalet Tammuz, and there's no, we, at Mosai, you shouldn't wait too long.